Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I know what it is. Welcome to another edition of Kale's Corner, you guys. Kale, are you with me? Are you with us, Kale? I know you're having some technical difficulties, but it's okay. The devil is a what? Liar. The devil is a liar. Come on through, come on through. You in traffic? Okay, it's all good. G said he's in traffic, you guys. But he's joining me here on Facebook Live, you guys. He's here joining me on Facebook Live. I love you guys, and I know y'all love me right back. Y'all love us right back. But listen, we're just having a small little technical difficulty. It's going to be okay, you guys. Don't ruffle your pants. It's going to be okay. Y'all know who's holding it down. We're going to hold it down over here for the 1212. Y'all know how we do.
Y'all know exactly how we do.
There you go.
They know exactly how we do. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? That devil is a Bama, young. He a Bama, young.
I told you he's a liar.
He's a lying Bama.
The devil is a liar.
How y'all doing, man? Lady T, how was
What's
your
What's going on, my brother?
Only thing I want to know is how was your Wednesday? How was
my
your
Wednesday? My
Wednesday
was great. It was great. It was amazing. It was. I'm just taking this little journey. We're doing good over here. The watermelon is still in effect, so
okay.
We're still doing that. So we okay.
A-T.
What?
So,
What happened?
This is one of those. Okay, so I said all meals all day watermelon. That's it. That's
what?
It. Right.
That's
so
it. That's it.
Yesterday, baby girl Reese cup. You know, packed me a little breakfast with diced watermelon and green grapes and, you know, and I say, yes. When I got to work, I say, yeah, man, let me go ahead and take this joint down right now at 6 a.m. Girl, around 8:30. Bloop, bloop. Hey, Trace, my stomach was like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Hey, what's going on? What's happening here?
I was like, damn, that fruit, because I ate a salad last night for dinner.
Right.
And then I ate the fruit, the night before I ate a salad for dinner, because that's all I've been eating, y'all, salads and watermelon and grapes. That's it. I've been trying to, you know, my doctor on my last visit told me I'm doing too much rice, I'm doing too much pasta. If I eat potatoes, let it be sweet potatoes, you know. I mean, she got, like, real serious with me. So I was like, okay, I'm going to change this thing up and try something different. Girl, hey, look, on my job, right, when we have to use the restroom, we call code 5, right? Remember that, code 5. Girl, normally I call my code 5 and I wait for somebody to come. But there was no waiting yesterday morning. Them bambas was taking too long to get to me. Sis, I said code 5, and it was like, when I said code 5, my body said, okay, it's that time.
Oh, yeah. It don't wait.
And I got two options, right? I got a bathroom inside the coffee shop that I could go to. And then I got the private bathroom downstairs that I got to use my fob card to get into to use. Well, this was a downstairs moment, but I knew I wasn't going to make it. And I was not about to ploop, ploop, pop, pop, fizz, fizz on myself. So
I can't.
I run in the coffee shop, and the girl in the coffee shop was like, hey, Mac, good morning. How you doing? And normally we'll have a little cordial, you know, impromptu conversation type situation. Girl, I was like, hey, hold tight. Yeah, I'm going to hit you right back. Let me get in this bathroom. And she said, Mac, you normally don't do number two up here. She said, what's going on? Why you coming here to do the number two? I said, man, Reese gave me some fruit this morning, and I ate it, and it was so good. But I forgot how fruit. Now, I could drink the smoothie. Yes, I could drink the smoothie and be fine, right? But when it comes to the solid fruit, that don't be like, okay. And look, and I just, in my mind, saw myself eating it. And every bite, the watermelon was like, all right, yeah, keep playing with me. I got you. I got you in about an eye or two, Slim. So, yeah, man, I you know.
That just needed working.
Yeah.
That's
what I said. I said, you know what? The way I eat dinner, regular dinner, then get up in the morning and go get me an egg McMuffin and a hash brown, and no result. No result whatsoever. So that you are absolutely right. That let me know that everything is working like it was supposed to be working. But I'm telling you, y'all, them ploop ploop moments ain't no good. They ain't no good, yeah. They ain't no good. My stomach was like, hey, look. Well, I ain't going to get into all of that. But let's just say, Wild Wave and Wild World ain't had nothing on your boy when it was time to go, when I finally made it to the bathroom. That's all I'm going to say about that. Goodness gracious. When I came out there, John Charlie looked at me and said, are you okay? And I mean, see, you would have thought, you would have thought I got shot, stabbed, something while I was in that bathroom. The way she looked at me, she was like, oh my God, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. You know, I just had to take care of a little bit of business. She was like, oh, all right, if you say so.
say so, bro.
Yeah, but, hey, listen, I'm telling y'all, I'm back at it. I'm back at it. The watermelon and salads. And what I'm going to do is in the mornings, just drink a smoothie for my breakfast. And then, you know, at lunchtime, I'll eat the grapes. And then when I come home before dinner, before my next salad, I'll eat watermelon. But yeah, girl.
Let me just tell you this real quick. Let me just say this to you real quick to help you out. Let me just help you out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know it's called breakfast. It's called break your fast.
Shut up.
Right? So don't eat breakfast in the morning. Don't eat that. Only
why?
Eat because you're breaking a fast. Because when you go to sleep at night, your body is fasting. It's trying to get rid of the food from the day before. So your body is still fasting. So drinking a smoothie is really good to break the fast. But break the fast around 12 o'clock. So don't eat until like around 12 o'clock. It won't even bother you. Just drink water or
now,
drink you some watermelon juice.
Now, I will not be a nice person to be around.
I'm telling you, you just got to get used to it. Your body got to get used to it. You got to start. Don't start it right now. Start it over the weekend, like where so your body can get used to it. So when you wake up in the morning, don't eat anything. Just drink water or find you some Till Reese to make you some watermelon juice.
Okay.
You know, from the watermelon. Just juice the watermelon and drink the watermelon juice. So drink that. Until around 12 o'clock. Around 12 o'clock, then you can drink, you know, eat, you know, whatever you want to eat, whatever. Because it's called break fast. It's words mean stuff. We just don't realize that that's what it means. Because breakfast is really, really not good for us. But we was taught that breakfast, you're supposed to eat three times a day. And for real, you're only supposed to eat once a day.
Yeah, we was taught that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, but who taught us that?
You know?
Right? You know what I'm saying? Who taught us that? Who taught us that? We learned that in school.
Yeah.
And I don't even mean to say this, but it was taught by some people that really don't like us. They want us to stay sick. They want us to, you know what I'm saying? They want us to stay sick. They want us to keep going to the hospital and using their medicine because the body heals itself.
Hey, and you know what? You just peaked something. I remember when I was in the seventh grade, and my
mm-hmm.
best buddy David Thompson was white, and he used to be like, man, because he would see me. He rode the bus. I walked to school because we went to Andrew
okay.
Jackson, which was right across the street from our home. So
mm-hmm.
he would see me in the morning, and he'd be like, man, I seen you eating this sandwich. He said, it looked good, but I only got one question. How do you eat that heavy every morning? I was like,
mm-hmm.
a bacon and egg sandwich? Bruh, that ain't nothing. I love my bacon and egg first thing in the morning. I was like, what you eat? He said, toast. Toast and what?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I eat two slices of toast and drink
mm-hmm.
orange juice every morning. And I was like, boy, I could never eat like that. I could never eat like that. That I would be so upset and mad that I'm hungry. So, nah, that ain't happening. But it's funny because this conversation reminded me of that. And then later on
mm-hmm.
in life,
mm-hmm.
later on in life, when I first graduated from a local 26 as an electrician, we had jobs downtown. Well, on our way downtown was a little breakfast shop that was open. Girl, I used to go in that joint. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I used to get like 5-6 pounds of bacon. And yes, and a piece of a banana or a orange, whatever fruit they had that looked good to me, and that's what I would eat for breakfast. Oh, and a bowl of grits. Yeah, every morning.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat like because if you look at the word, how it's spelled, break fast. It's breakfast, right? It's breakfast. But it means to break your fast. To break your fast is to, you know what I mean? Like, words mean stuff. That's just what it is. My mom never eats breakfast. Never. She never eats breakfast. And when she eats dinner, it's a little bit. It's just a little bit. Whatever can fit on her saucepan. She don't get a plate. She get a saucepan. I mean, a sauce plate.
And okay.
Her food goes on that.
And a saucer.
That's how she eats. A sauce, yeah, a saucer. And that's how my mom eats. My mom eats like that. But we was taught as kids, even growing up, that you're supposed to eat three times a day. And that will keep you healthy. But look who
and
was
a full course,
to eat three times a day. And it was
a full course meal,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But if you eat like that all day long, three times a day, you get obese, you get high blood pressure, you get all these diseases, and then where you got to go? To the same people who told you to eat that way to fix it.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying? So if you only eat one time a day, let your body digest that food. And when people hear that stomach, like you just said, you heard your stomach tink, 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 and making that noise.
Yeah, so, man.
That's nothing but the food digesting, that whatever food that you had in your body, that just means your stomach is digesting the food in your stomach. It doesn't mean that you're hungry.
Right.
It means that your body is adjusting to the food that you've already taken in.
I wasn't hungry.
That's what it means.
That take tick
oh, yeah. oh,
get your high box to the bathroom.
Man.
Bubble guts. Yeah. Bubble guts.
Oh, okay, there you go. Okay,
man.
That's something different. But,
hey,
I don't eat until around 12 o'clock. So, yeah, that's what I do. And then there's something light. Always something light.
All right, I'm going to
try
that.
And then I also drink a cup of hot water. I also drink a cup of hot water in the morning with a little bit of turmeric in it. And lemon, turmeric and lemon, and some hot water. And I drink that, or I drink the watermelon juice in the morning times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Trying to stay healthy, bro.
Because, I mean, I look at the pills that they've given me, and I'm like, these got to be affecting.
Them.
Yeah, they got to be affecting
something else,
you know, a liver,
and it is.
A lung, something. I take so many, you know, I take three in the morning, then two in the evening, and I'm like, I know this can't be healthy. This can't be good
for me.
But,
bro, let me tell you this, too, to try to get away from all of those drugs that you're taking, do a three-day cleanse, meaning don't eat no food. Just drink water for 3 days. If you do that, the body will jumpstart itself into healing itself. I used to take high blood pressure medicine. I don't take that no more because I changed the way I eat. Like, I don't eat salt. I don't eat granulated sugar. I don't eat pork. No kind of pork. Bacon. I don't eat none of that stuff. I don't eat none of that stuff. Because pork is bad. Pork is bad for black people. I'm just going to keep it real. Pork is bad for black people because it gives you high blood pressure and it gives you a lot of different other things, gout and everything else. It's not good for us whatsoever. We're not even supposed to touch it.
Right.
That's how bad it is for us.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about the other nations, but for our nation, we're not supposed to eat that.
Well,
about why we so sick and why we this and why we that.
Right.
We sick and that because we don't listen. We don't listen to what the body is telling us. Like you eat that, like you say you eat the bacon and all that stuff. But as soon as you eat that bacon and all that stuff, then you feel tired. You feel
no,
your
that
body
was years
feels
ago.
Heavy.
That was
no, no,
years
no. Yeah,
ago.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't eat no
pork. I know you don't eat it now.
Hey, look, and we went over my aunt.
A certain kind of wet.
We went over my aunt's house, and she was in there frying pork chops, and Mamma talking about some. those are pork chops? Can I have one of them? Girl, when we got in the car, I was that parent. Don't you ever embarrass me like that again.
Yeah.
Making her think that we don't cook, you know. But I'm like, bruh, I'm just trying to keep you healthy, man. I'd rather get turkey chops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even then, I don't fry them. I'll bake mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bake mine or air fry mine and fry theirs. Because I know they, you know, that's the way they like to eat it. But I'm like, bruh, I'm just trying to keep you healthy, man, for real.
But
and
bruh,
he was
even
like,
with that, what you just said, but even what you just said, you bake yours and you fry theirs because that's how they like it. No, you got to keep them healthy, too. If they don't like it that way, they don't eat it. They don't get to eat. They got to eat something else. They got to eat something else then.
Now, Therese, this
you'll
is
be all right. They'll be all right.
This is still a African American household.
I'm telling you.
You got to eat
what
mama
say,
cook. You got to eat
no,
what mama
cook. No, it's what you
cook.
Say cook. It's what
hey,
you
but
say
you
go.
Know what? You know what the funny part about it? It's funny how, and I was telling Reese this, everything bring in that no one asked for before I brought it in, always seem to mysteriously get gone fast. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah. I bought some peanut butter crackers, the orange ones. I love those things.
Right.
I went and looked over in the snack box, and it wasn't one pack left. And I'm like, who ate all it? And she was like, I don't know, probably man. So I go to him, I say, man, who? I said, did you eat all of my? Nah, it was probably Elijah. Okay, you know what? Just don't even ask no more. Don't even ask no more. Just, you know
they
what
got
I'm saying?
Feet, bro.
You know what I mean? Them Jones taking they self out the wrapper and throwing the wrapper in the trash, you know?
Throwing they self out of my stomach.
Yeah, just disappearing. catching them bammers while they sleep. And swan diving down their throats. Okay, all right,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what we gonna go
exactly.
with. That's what we gonna go with. But yeah,
it.
Hey, see y'all.
And that's
see what
for today, y'all.
Yes. I was just about to say that nobody expected to hear that today, but I'm telling y'all, I'm trying this all health, eating right, exercising, and all that. You know what I mean? And yeah, your body lets you know you're going through changes, bruh. But it's all well and worth it. All right. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we discuss the WNBA playoffs and the position that teams find themselves in at the moment. We're also going to take a quick look at the fight coming up this weekend between Charlo and Canelo. Tang told us on the 28th, we'll find his answer. Well, it's the 28th, bruh, and we want to know, okay? real quick, with you, Colorado and USC Saturday at 3:30. What do you guys see as the outcome, you know, what do you think is going to happen other than Colorado losing this game? I really don't see Colorado beating USC. Oregon showed me last week the deficiencies on this Colorado team. So yeah, let's just hope it's not a serious blowout. And the thing about it, for real, y'all, in the back of way down deep in the back of my mind, I'm thinking Colorado might surprise us. So
I say the same thing.
Yeah, that makes it worth watching. All right, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Lady T gonna present week four of Lady T's pick. Congratulations to my man 57 who won last week's pick with 11, right, Therese? He had 11 wins. 12 wins. So let's see who's going to top it this week. We need 13. We'll also talk week four of the NFL? Which games are you all most excited to watch, and what will happen? I know I'm eager to see how Denver, as well as my own team, I mean, we didn't give up 70 points, but I am eager to see how Denver rebounds from their loss, and I want to see how Irk Bieniemy rebounds from his horrible play calling this week. You know what I mean? So yeah, we got to take a look at all that. All right, y'all can join Lady T and all our online corner crew, my Betty, what's up, girl, on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. You can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in studio family on 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner. Come on, Tree. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
Not talking about. I know what we're talking about. All right, y'all. Lady T, you got anything else you want to add before we go into this thing?
No, we're going to go ahead and go. Let's go ahead and get it cracking.
All right. 563-999-3782 WNBA. Come back. Hey!
Hello, my love. I heard it from you. Red mastic satin playing near two. All through the morning rain, I gave the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and white.
Oh, I'm gonna have to listen to that when the show is over. I love that song, man. Music, it's just, everybody say, hello, my love, it's me again. All right, y'all. All right, the Aces beat the Wings in game two. Las Vegas takes a 2-0 lead, 91-84 over the Wings. Game two of the Suns and Liberty, the Liberty won that game to even their series at one apiece, okay? So, hey, listen. We were all wondering how the Liberty was going to rebound and what they were going to bring to the party, and they brought 84 points and a hell of a defensive game in that game, too. Lady T?
Man, that game, I stayed up because I really wanted to see just these two games. I stayed up for both games, and I watched both games. The Suns was holding it down for like the first two quarters. But after halftime, it was, I mean, the Liberty said, we tired of this. Let's take it to them. And they took it to them. The Suns still had, you know, they still had fight in them. But it was like the Suns had, I mean, the Liberty just took over. They wasn't playing with them no more. They just said, forget this. Like, we got to do what we got to do to even the score up and make it 1-1. You know what I'm saying? So they took it to them, and they really took it to them in those third and fourth quarter.
Yes. I was just about to say that second half, they look like the Liberty of old. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, exactly. Let's take a call. We're going to jump in quick with y'all today. Come on, Brother Tang. What's happening?
Tang.
Kale's Corner family, much love and respect. What's up, Big Gray, Lady T? You know, man, you know, hardworking man, I be working hard. I try to stay up for that second game, but I don't even think I've seen the tip off. But that first game, I mean, I'll be repeating the same thing. I'll be repeating the same thing Lady T said, because At first, I thought I was like, man, the Suns might get this 2-0 the way they playing. Okay, I was watching it, but like she said, by the middle of that, probably about 5 minutes into that third quarter, man, they started running away with it. And I could see it coming. I was like, oh, shucks. But then, you know, they still had a little fight in them. You know, they was doing their thing, but Liberty wasn't going for it. Just like she said, they was like, we're not going to go down 2-0 because then our back's going to be against the wall. So they did what they supposed to do. And they was at home, too. So they if they had lost that game, it would have been – I think they would have lost the series. But they doing their thing now. I think Liberty's going to take it out. Like she said, I believe it's going to be Liberty and the Aces in the championship. That's who I believe it's going
to
be.
Yeah, I'm seeing that as well. Let's go to the next caller. 57, what's up, bro? Huckleberry.
57.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I heard part of your conversation. Y'all was having, what's up, Kane? What's up, Kale, Lady T? Ricky,
hey,
Bobby,
hey.
Ronnie, Mike, anybody else on the line?
I can't with him.
I done carved a turkey all the way down to the bone. I ain't found the chop yet. I ain't found the bacon. I ain't found none of that. I just want y'all to know I'm still looking.
Oh, my God.
So
what
I'm going to do, I'm just going to stick with the turkey wings because I get mad. When I do that, they don't. I'm like, how do they make that thing look like a pork chop?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
Fried up, look just like a pork chop. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't been trying to get me
bone.
On that for years.
Even a little
I know, man. I'm like, how do they do that? Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Exactly.
I think it's all turkey breast, I believe. I believe it's all turkey breast. Now, the bone might
that's
be made.
Where to get
fact.
The bone from?
That's
what I'm saying. Where you get the bone?
The bone might be manufactured. So
okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I watched the Aces game the other night. I'm gonna tell you something. They probably wish they had gave that girl MVP. Man, I'm serious. She looked like she ready to tear this championship up.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
I think she's gonna miss it. She's playing like that because they didn't give it to her too.
Right.
Well, you know what? I don't think she's mad that Brianna. I don't think she stood got it. I think you know when I listened to the girl on the team that looked like Earl Monroe.
Don't do that.
The point guard.
Don't do that.
The point guard.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Chelsea Gray. Yeah, my bad.
Okay. I'm not talking to you.
You know it's Thursday. You know it's Thursday. Chelsea Gray. the fact that she got a fourth place vote was just terrible. That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was terrible. I don't know what that.
She said.
Yeah,
that.
And Chelsea, yeah, that's what Chelsea. She said, why would someone give me a vote? I shouldn't even been in it.
I shouldn't even be in it. Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, you know, it was just amazing. But somebody didn't like the fact that she had gotten it twice in a row and didn't want her to have it again.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel you on that one.
Well, hey. Well, maybe that's the WNBA's way of becoming more relevant in the conversations by doing that. Because like you just said, 57, somebody's not going to like that. Somebody is
definitely going to.
Yeah,
sometimes, yeah.
Good. So
sometimes
little...
we just have haters. It ain't got nothing to do with race or anything. We just got some haters out there, you
haters.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want,
No, they don't want that
crab to get out the basket, so they got to reach up and grab it.
Yeah.
And put it on there and try to break the legs off of it.
Yeah,
you
buddy.
Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy. And you know
I agree
what?
With that.
I knew it was a saying, but to actually watch crabs do that thing took me for a loop, man. They was really pulling on each other.
Hell yeah!
Trying to keep the other crab from. I was like, oh my God. This is hate personified. Don't you know all y'all about to get cooked? Heated up.
All of y'all.
But they're eating each other. That's why we're not supposed to eat that stuff. Because they're eating each other. Tear their own leg over and eat it. Who doing that? Lord, have mercy.
And you know the best way to catch a crab is by using old sour chicken. Yes.
Ew.
Yes. That's the best way to catch a crab.
Yeah. The stinkiest thing you can get what you're supposed to do to go when you go for catfish too. The stinkiest thing you can find, let it spoil you, and you can catch it.
I know we're off the subject, but if you eat a crab, this is just me. Listen to me. Turn the crab over and look at it, and turn a roach over and look at it. They're the same. They're cousins. You will eat a roach if you eat a crab. I mean, a shrimp. I'm sorry, a shrimp. If you eat a shrimp, you will eat a roach.
Hey, you know what?
They got the same sugar, honey. They got the same sugar. She's not lying. If you look it up, it got the same sugar, honey, iced tea vein running down their back. The roach and the shrimp. That's fact. You can look that up, and as soon as you get off the show, that's fact.
Or to take that vein out.
Where?
Or take that vein out before you cook it.
Yeah, you take that vein.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't.
I ate a whole lot of roaches last night then.
You might as well take the vein out of the roach and eat. That's why the people eat them chocolate-covered roaches.
Eat a roach.
Hey,
y'all ain't
next time I catch one, I'll check.
Yeah, I ain't even looking for it. No, I ain't checking. I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to remove the vein, put that bama in some hot water, and do what it do. No, not hot water. Beer. Hot beer, and
bro,
let it do what it do.
You're not doing none of that.
Hey,
bro. You eating right. You eating right. We just had this conversation. You not doing that.
But
you gonna eat some watermelon. You eat some watermelon, some oranges, and you gonna eat your smoothie, and that's it. You're not eating none of that pork and bottom feeders. You're not doing that. I'm on you. I'm on you right now. It's too late. I'm on you.
I hear you.
Doom,
I got your back.
doom.
Lady T right here. Right,
Hey Kel, they got you, Kel. They got you, cause I know Tank. That dude don't eat nothing but grass, and that dude don't eat no food, man. And here's the thing: when I met this dude in 2007, we met talking about chitlins. Within like 2 years, he went from chitlins to, I don't eat that, man. I watched him slowly change. I don't eat pork chops. I don't eat bacon. I'm like, this dude don't eat, I don't eat pancakes no more. Dang.
57 not telling y'all the whole thing. When y'all met in 2007, how much he weighed? 300. How much he weigh now? Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
From not eating that food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He weighed 190.
Yeah.
Sir,
yeah.
All he eating there is grass and banana pudding.
There you go. That's it. That's all he eats.
Hey,
that's right.
I could tell it's Thursday. You know, we got a long time to get back.
Can we get
you
back
know
on
what I'm
the
subject? Right. Next caller, 8056. You in the mix? What's happening?
This G baby, what's happening in Kel's Corner family? What's going
on,
baby?
What's up, G?
It's Rick James. It's Rick James.
Nice.
Rick James.
I'm
on my way home. Just got off work late. I worked since 5 this morning, man, just getting off, man. So, you know, I'm beat, but you know what? I got to call it the Kel's Corner. I got to do that.
I'm forever loyal. And
we
appreciate
that.
But as far as the women's basketball, I still haven't had time to really jump in like that, but I'm listening to y'all, so... I don't know. I gotta get into it. Maybe is they getting one tonight?
Hold on, Mark.
I think they do come on tonight.
Friday.
Or is it tomorrow night? Tomorrow night.
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, okay.
Friday.
I tell you what, well, tomorrow I work from home anyway, so I get a chance to rest. I'm going to get into the games tomorrow. Maybe see what's happening. And I'm going to try to get into it, man, because like I said, I didn't really have much time with me trying to set up filming and stuff like that and then, you know, working long hours because, you know how it is in the year, man, work to start the conferences
it's
and stuff
good,
like that
right?
go on. So, but I said I got to get in Kel's corner, though, you know, so, yeah. I'm with y'all. Love y'all
That's
back, man. I'm down. And, tell you, Tracy, well, look, you know I'm a grill master, so you know what I do. I eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But I'm working on it, though.
I know.
On
I know you are. I know you are.
I'm on your head,
too.
I know you are, T. I know you are, lady. T. I know you are, cousin.
Yeah, I was about to say,
your head, too.
I was about to say, you can't let him play with that.
Now,
I'm
you can't.
Walking so many places. Man, listen. Walk in some of these places, bro, that's sweet sauces, smoked sauces, bro. That's hard to give up, I'm trying to tell you.
No, it ain't.
We gave
it up. We gave it up.
Let my man say the movie. Let my man say the movie. Give up pork chops and white women? Good Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
I can give up them chili. How you doing, boy? How you give up them white women?
Gonna get us back on track. You didn't get rid us all the way off the road. Damn it, dog.
I had to join the fun though. Kel Cooter's all that, man. So I gotta join the fun.
That's what
thank you,
Hey, G, if you don't mind me saying something, I like it when he go, I ain't never had a 10, but I had 5 good twos.
You know what? I'm done.
Yes, sir.
It's Thursday, y'all.
Yeah, it's definitely Thursday. All right, let's take another call.
Thursday.
3692, Marcus, what you going to do, bro?
Marcus.
What's going on,
chat?
What's up, Marcus? How y'all doing?
What it do, soldier?
What's up with you?
What's up, Marcus?
Hey, man, y'all talk. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. Normally, Treats be on her rants about stuff with food and all that, but she started off on point. She was talking about some good stuff with how we not supposed to eat certain food, and that is factual. Because if you look at the whole eat according to your blood type thing, we're from Africa. We're from Africa, and we follow the Mosaic law. Our people follow the dietary law in multiple religions for centuries. So
there you go.
So the truth of the matter is, our people are not used to, our bodies are not used to breaking down certain things because we haven't eaten it that long. So we try to eat it, so our bodies are not used. It's foreign to our bodies. So that's what she was saying. Our bodies are not used to that because we ate king food, not garbage. We didn't do that.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Yeah, we ate like kings and queens. We didn't eat garbage.
And we didn't eat bottom feed.
We got accustomed to that and eating garbage through slavery, but we were introduced.
There you go.
That was introduced to us.
Right.
Yeah.
That was introduced to us. And that's
and
the same stuff that they fed us, they fed the pig.
Yeah.
The same slop.
And if you go in Leviticus, it'll tell you that in Leviticus, it'll tell you the dietary law that black
It was multiple religions. It was multiple scriptures. You know, in Islam, it's the same way. You know, it's the same exact dietary law. But
exactly.
I just wanted to say that Trees, you was on point with that. That is actual fashion.
Right.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That's what's up. I'm learning, y'all. But I'm a work in progress,
Absolutely.
Man. I cut all the pork out, and I'm
Good
telling
job.
y'all, There
you go.
Every morning, hey, man. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Kev. I'm going to tell you, I don't eat a lot of fried food, right? I never did that, right?
Yeah.
But I love, I used to go to Horse and Dickie down off 8th Street, right? I used to go to Horse and Dickie to give me some fried fish. Man, listen, I would eat my plate, my mama's plate, everybody's plate, anybody's plate. I was stuck. Till I was stuck. You know what I'm saying?
I know
till
that.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm so used to not eating fried food, I won't touch it nowhere I go. But wifey got Popeyes the other day, right? She got some Popeyes the other day. And, bruh, but when I was real young, I used to tab the little popcorn chicken and all that stuff back in the day.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, bruh, man, I probably shouldn't tell y'all this, but they got this new joint over there.
Yeah, don't tell them, bruh.
Oh, bruh. Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm good.
Have y'all seen,
I'm good with Popeyes.
No. Have y'all seen the movie? Have y'all seen the movie Ratatouille? If y'all got kids, y'all seen Ratatouille?
Yeah, Ratatouille.
Look, when he bit into the cheese and all of the miracles and all that stuff happening to his head, when I bit into one of them pieces of chicken, bruh, it was like, I ain't lying to you. I went all the way back
all
to my childhood, bro, biting into that piece of chicken.
Me and Reese was on Silver Hill Road right across the street from the Census Bureau, and that Popeye's right there. We was in the drive-through line. I said, Reese. And we looked, and it was a rat, because, you know, their bathroom is outside. There was a rat crawling from the bathroom back to the back door. Man, we got out of that line so quick. And since then, I have not eaten any Popeye's chicken. Everywhere I go, all I see is that rat. So Popeye's off my list.
Yeah. I know that's right. Good job. Good job, bro.
Hey, but
restaurant.
But I got to tell you, bro, because of what that did to me, I was like, yeah, it got to be some crack or some heroin or something in this. I ain't never eaten this again.
You mean Tyrone?
I ain't never experienced that before, bro. I wanted to eat that all last week, bro, after I took one bite of that stuff.
A lot of places that cook fried fish now, they didn't got hip. They got the grilled fish and all that. They grill the black bass, the red snapper, the croaker. They grilling all them types of fish. So you don't have to get it fried now.
Okay.
That's one thing I know about a lot of fish joints. They starting to grill a lot of it now. So that's a good thing.
That's true.
That's what's up. Brother,
I'm gonna be some pulled chicken this week. That's my
take. Are we gonna talk WNBA or are we gonna just talk fried fish?
I know Brother Ted gonna
bring us
back. Hey,
this girl's cool. We talking about everything.
Brother Ted, bring us back to the WNBA, please, Ted.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
Hey, how y'all doing, everyone? Real quick, Carol's Corner family. I don't know who's all on, but hey, love y'all. How y'all doing? But I just wanted to comment on what Mark was saying. Like, I was just thinking, I mean, them rats is on crack. And so they frying them rats up, and that's what y'all eating. Rat-infested crack. Crack-infested rats, and they making y'all go to it. For sure. Air fries are good, though. If you still want kind of like the crispiness of what have you, use an air fryer.
Yeah.
Perfect. You know,
That was good.
But I'm like you guys.
WNBA.
It's Connecticut. It's 1-1 with New York on Connecticut. They tied. I knew, you know, like with me and 57, we saying it's a series, you know. It's only one game. So they tied it up. Brianna, she went off, okay. Asia Wilson took care of business. They 2-0. So their next game is Friday, 7:30, and then the following game is after that.
Asia
put on the show, though, man. She double-double. I think she got 30 points, first person who scored 30 in three games in the playoffs ever and stuff. And she had a double-double, man. And she's going against two six girls that's bigger than her in size also. And she's just carving them up.
Right. That's what's up. We'll know shortly who's going to have the last say in the WNBA. Until then, let's just enjoy it.
Exactly.
Good fundamental. I'm telling you, ever since I've been putting a closer eye on the WNBA, I love the fundamentals of the game. I mean, the men's game is exciting. I like the dunks, the tricks, and all that, the bells and the whistles. I love it. But it's just something about that fundamental game that the women play. You know, it's like, it's not about a whole lot of dunking. It's not about a whole lot of showboating. But it's just, it's more of, I'm the best player, and this is what I'm going to do. Stop me. And I love that. I love that by all the fundamentals of the game. So, yeah, I truly enjoy
it. It seems like, too, the officials let them play ball. I was watching the games the other night, and I said, you know what? In the NBA, as soon as you touch a guy, whistle. You look at them hard, whistle. But they out there, the WNBA, they look like they're just playing pure basketball. It's like, and I'm going to be honest with you, if the fans and the owners would get more teams and the fans would go to the game, the WNBA could be more exciting than the NBA because they don't play ball in the NBA no more. They run up and down the court, they dunk, or they shoot threes. I'm watching them out there playing Asia Wilson, them girls battling out there. I just want to give them credit. I love the way they playing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You took the words out of my mouth, 57. Like you said, they letting them play physical, but especially let New York play physical because Connecticut played physical the first game and New York got kind of like overwhelmed. So they came with their physicality. You know, and it seems like Connecticut, when it's turned on them like a bully, they complain and cry. You know, just punch that bully back in their nose and everything, and then y'all squared up. But they want to complain. The skinny girl, the little skinny mini, and then her fiance, Thomas. You know, both
want a man.
Crying. But first game, you know what I'm saying? They was 57, exactly. And they was doing they bowling through and everything like a China, you know, like a ball in the China shop and everything. But then, like I say, when it was reversed, because Brianna did her thing. But also them guards, like I say, are too fast for Inescu. She can't keep up with Tiffany Hayes. She was telling her, you can't guard me. You know, she scored 30 on her. You know, so but Brianna, you know, evened that up. But yeah, it's gonna be an interesting series. Thank you, Kel.
Yeah. It definitely is, and it's going to be even more interesting finals when they come down to the finals. All right, y'all. Yep. That's our WNBA conversation. Canelo, Charlo, who you got when we come back? 563-999-3782. Tang, you can't run no more.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Mr. West is in the building. Swagger on 100,000 trillion. Hey, yo, I know I...
Hey, no one on the corner. Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo. The closer this fight get, I'm even more confused. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who is going to do what. I know it's going to whoever truly box. I mean, and not depend on one killer shot to mm-hmm. take their opponent out. I think they'll have the better chance to win. That's just me. Come on, Lady T.
I'm going to stick with, listen, I like Charlo. I like Canelo a little bit, but I like Charlo. I really want him to win. So I don't want him to go in like slugging, like, you know, trying to slug it out. Just fight your fight, stay your course, and do the things that you are good at, and I think he'll win the fight. But if he try to, you know, outbox him and outsmart him and make it deeper than what it is, he'll lose the fight. He's going to lose the fight. That's just my opinion. And Lord Robinson, he's online. He says Charlo's going to fight scared and on his back foot. He's going to fight scared and on his back foot, and he's going with Canelo 7-9.
Okay. That's what's up. Kang, you ready, or you want to keep us waiting a little more?
Kev, you gotta do your thing too. You said the 28th too.
Yeah, and I just said, young, whoever boxes, and not
you didn't
just
pick nobody, bro.
Oh, you
right,
petty,
you didn't pick nobody.
You petty.
My answer would be just like yours.
Mama, say, Mama, stop. Mama,
we have to pick somebody today.
Exactly.
Y'all keep rocking and rolling.
What my man Rev?
Okay,
I'm going to
do
right
something
now.
Here. That I'm going to hell you hate doing.
It's only two people.
But Kel did say he was waiting on Tane. He did say he was waiting on Tane to make the pick. And then we always going to make the pick. I got to go with Kel this time.
Nah.
Okay.
Mama say, Mama stop, Mama boosa. Mama say, Mama stop.
57. Chill out.
Okay.
All right. I'm with my man online. I'm going with Canelo, man, because I just think that he going to take the fight to Charlo. And I know if Charlo keep that jab out there and he got the height, and if he keep that jab and be smart, but I just think for some reason Canelo going to put too much pressure on him, man. I'm going with Canelo.
Okay.
Ninth round.
Ninth round
is over with. I'm doing my round and everything.
You know
okay.
what? I'm still with Charlo. I'm going to stay with Charlo. I think Charlo.
Okay.
I think Charlo is. Shut up, Marcus. I think Charlo is going to. I think Charlo going to surprise us. I think he has more in his bag, and because of the opponents that he fought already, he really didn't have to go deep into his bag. This fight, I think he's going to go deep into his bag, and I believe that he'll be victorious as a result. Come on, Marcus.
Come on, Marcus. With your
comment. We hearing
right.
you already.
Let me ask you a question, bro.
Don't ask me. He better not come
what's
in there with
pick?
No.
What's your pick, Marcus?
He better not come in there with no purse.
I got it. Let me, I'm going to break this down. Y'all all my family on here on the corner. Y'all better not bet none of y'all rent money on Charlo because you're going to lose. Canelo is coming off a loss. Yeah, Canelo is coming off a loss, right?
Okay.
A bad loss
okay.
where he had to go up in weight. Y'all need to understand that Canelo can sit right in front of you and make you look retarded. This is his comeback fight, and remember, he's going up against Canelo has fought Floyd Mayweather. Canelo has experience that other people just don't have. He's fought some of the better fighters. This boy has fought nobody. I mean, nobody compared to who Canelo has fought. Canelo, this is going to be his comeback fight, and it's over for anybody that came out of Charlo's camp. It's over. Because they don't get exposed.
Lloyd Robinson is saying Canelo is going to expose Charlo's jab, and Charlo is going to be extremely timid because his boy Spence got beat the hell up. Split the jab and throw an uppercut followed by a hook.
Okay.
Hey, ask him what round he gonna get put out in. Cause I said the ninth. What round he think he gonna get put out in?
So Lloyd, what round is he gonna get put out in? You think? I'm waiting on them steps. He said between the seventh and the ninth round.
Okay. That's a bet.
I think you good with that, bro. For real, Tank. That's a good round, Tank. That's a good round.
That ninth round.
Can I ask a question?
No.
The ninth round is a good round.
No.
Come on.
Isn't Charlo coming up two weight classes? Isn't Charlo coming up two weight classes?
Yeah.
Charlo walks
he
walks around at 168.
Exactly.
So he's actually
walking around weight and fighting weight is two different things, though, bro.
Walking around weight
is two different things.
Listen. First of all, he's gonna stop Canelo. I'm gonna tell you why. One, like I say, he walks around at 168, so he has to burn no weight. That dude coming in strong and off his doing his thing. Hold on,
y'all, let him finish.
I think he walks around bigger. I think he's bigger. He had to come down. He had to come down a little bit. But listen, though, and then Charlo's a different monster than Spence, though. Them Charlo brothers are totally different. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. He gonna box Canelo. He gonna take Canelo in the late rounds, and Canelo gonna gas out like Floyd did, and he gonna put a thing to him. That's what's gonna happen, cause he's showing Canelo a lot of respect. He said he's nervous, but he gonna he already said he's nervous before every fight, but he said he respects Canelo, but he knows he had to come with it, and that's the same thing. What's they did to Spence? He showed him respect. Show them much respect. And know he got a fight game, so I got to be on top of my game. That's how he's coming in. He going to stop Canelo in the late rounds. Canelo going to gas out. Watch my take.
Okay. Lloyd Robinson said he's walking around at that weight and fighting at that weight are completely different. He's been fighting at 147 all his life. This is a huge difference.
Okay.
He'll be walking around the ring out of the day.
All you had to do is go to the gym, stay at 168, and work on his skills. Work on his game plan. That's all he had to focus on losing weight.
Hey, my God, I got to tell you, everybody that come out of that camp is garbage. Garbage. The Charlo brothers is just garbage with a spoonful of sugar on top. That's all.
Wait a minute.
And it's only because, listen. And the only reason why they are is because they got better footwork, so they can box a little bit. And he got pop in his right hand. I'm trying to tell you, it's
styles
the equivalent.
Fight.
It's going to be just.
Fight. If he got a little fight game, like you say, good footwork,
it's
that's all he needs there.
But it's the
equivalent.
He don't have better footwork than Canelo. Man,
you gotta.
Go ahead, G.
Canelo shot everything Floyd that way. After he lost to Floyd. Come on now.
What? Oh my goodness.
He said Canelo tried to imitate Floyd once he lost to Floyd.
A whole lot of other people did too.
That is ridiculous.
It ain't like anybody would out there beat Floyd. Come on.
Hey, bro, Floyd helped him camp, helped him get ready for a couple more fights after they fought. The relationship was still
there.
But you add. His elusive ability was always there. How he could stand in front of you and make you look slow and make you look retarded.
But he also did for your punch in the face.
Huh?
And last fight, said, beat up, look. Stand if you want to.
You talking about a whole different type of fighter than Charlo. That boy ain't Charlo.
That boy's a beast.
Hold your comments 1 minute. Yes, 007, you on. What say you?
What's up, 00?
Oh, happy Thursday, first. 007. Happy Thursday, everybody, first of all. I was listening to y'all the whole time. My thoughts about this fight, the fight is about finesse and technique. And I think the edge goes to Charlo with that. As somebody stated, he does have a right hand, and no matter what boxer you have in there, if you getting the W's, that's all that matters. And this could be a big fight for him.
So you picking Charlo, 007?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. What round you think?
I think it's going to go the distance.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Lady T.
Yeah.
Lady T, something telling me we need to put a T-shirt on this one. What do you think? How you think? How you feel about that?
Let's do it.
All right. One at a time.
I need to get a pick.
I know. Hold on.
You got your pick, Tig. You said Charlo.
Come on.
I got Charlo 10.
Hold on, G. Okay. Boy, G, if you don't wait a daggone minute, boy, come on. Come on, Ted. What round?
I'm going to go 11. So I'm going to keep it quick, but I did have something else. So I'm going to go 11, though. I'm going to go with Charlo, but I hear everything, what everybody's saying, but I'm going to go with Charlo. I ain't betting nothing, though, but I'm going to go with Charlo.
Okay. And what round you say, 11?
11,
yeah,
sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got it,
57, what round? Yeah, I got him.
57,
what round?
I got Canelo, and I got it going the distance.
Okay. Marcus, what round you say, Marcus?
I'm going Canelo, and I'm taking the 11th round.
Okay. Darius not here. I can tell y'all what round he say. I'm going to text him later. Ted said 11. Kill Charlo, what round?
I got the distance. I think Charlo going to win in the distance.
I'm going to jump out here, and I'm going to say the 7th round.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Nah, I said Canelo. Darius said Charlo, but they're not here to give us a round. But that's what it is. G says Charlo, 10th round. So I got 11. Everybody that's on right now.
G said 11th
round. Oh, Lord.
Round. I said
Who
10.
Who said 11th round? No,
oh, okay.
G said 10.
I said G
okay.
said 10.
Okay.
Yeah, G
okay.
said 10.
Excuse me. Excuse
and
me.
Lloyd is on line. He said between the 7th and the 9th round.
No, he got to pick one.
What say
yeah,
you?
he got to pick one.
Does that mean
come
the 8th round? Does
pick
that mean
round,
the 8th round?
Pick a round. He said the 9th.
Ninth.
Oh, no,
okay.
I'm sorry. Mom Betty said Charlo, 9th round. Lloyd said 8th round.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. So add a little something to this thing, man, to watch this fight. Y'all talking about? All right. So, hey, listen. That's this weekend. We got all the answers in. Everybody got their pick in. We all feeling good about it. 563-999-3782 is the number. I'm off, Trace. I am off. Forgive me. Forgive me, guys. I got so caught up into this fight talk, I wasn't prepared for this next commercial.
You better
but
get it in.
I'm getting it right now. Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all know what time it is. Hey.
I ain't never ran from a d- no, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me, you know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth.
Hey, took it back for y'all, took it back for y'all. That is Lady T's alternative song, Me Versus Me.
Yes.
All right, 007, yes. You with us, 007?
Yeah.
Okay, Ted, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, Tang, I know Tang with us.
Yes, sir.
G, you in, G? Come on, G, you with us? All right, we'll come back to G. 57, you in this week?
Got to defend my crown.
Oh, my
God. Got to defend my crown.
Hey, congratulations, 57. I never got the chance to tell you that Tuesday.
Thank you, bro.
Marcus, you with us? Marcus.
Yeah, I'm in here.
All right. Reese, you in here, Reese?
I'm here.
Oh, Lord.
What up, sir? Yo.
Get him, Reese.
Jeez. Of course, Treats is here. Let's try G. G, you with us? Come on, G.
I'm sitting here. I just walked through the door. My bad.
All right.
There
bet,
you go.
Bet. And Mima online, I guess she's going to do that thing like she's been doing it all season thus far. Okay.
I got Mima, I got you. I was trying to see if Louis wanted to play, but he said he don't really watch football.
Nah, he don't. He's a boxing dude. Oh, real quick. Happy birthday, Rob Lord. Happy birthday, bruh. All right, Lady T, it's on you. Who is that with that background?
Who is that with the background noise? Not me.
It's G.
There you go.
It's G. I just muted him. So what I'm going to do, every time you go to G, I'm going to just unmute him.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Let's roll.
So listen, guys. Y'all know it's a $5 donation. I'm sorry.
You need what?
It's a $5.
Go ahead,
y'all
lady.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a $5 donation, you guys. $5 donation if you want to play for the kitty, okay? $5 goes to $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys, the number 5, okay? Now, we have a lot of division games coming up. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 division games this week. We have 7 division games. First division game is on Thursday night. It's tonight, you guys. This is a division game. The Lions versus the Packers. The Lions versus the Packers, you guys. Come on, Reese.
Detroit.
Come on, Reese.
Packers.
Come on, Tang.
Lions.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, we heard you.
Okay. Come on, 007.
I'm taking the Packers. I ain't falling asleep on them.
All right. Come on, G.
Come on, G.
Packers.
My Betty says Packers. G says Packers. 57, what say you?
Detroit.
Meemaw says Packers. Hey, what say you?
Lions.
Thank you.
Marcus, what say you?
Lions. Tigers and Bears.
All right. Kale, what say you?
I'm going to go with the Lions.
I'm going Lions as well. Let me make sure I got everybody. Mom Betty says Packers. Me, Mom says Packers. I hope I got everybody. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Falcons and Jaguars, you guys. Falcons and Jaguars, okay? Falcons and Jaguars. Come on, T.
I'm
on Falcons.
Jaguars.
Okay.
Come on, Marcus.
What'd you say?
Go with the Falcons.
Okay. I said Falcons.
Reese. Wait until your name is called, young. Come on, I hear you. You're doing too much talking.
Jacksonville.
I turned it off. He can't hear you.
I can hear you, Reese.
Jacksonville.
Oh. Somebody gonna get it.
Mom Betty said Falcons.
Okay.
Reese, what say you say, Falcons?
We can't hear you, Reese.
Jacksonville.
Better
win. Come on, Tang.
Jay. Kale. I'm going with the Falcons. Nah. I'm going Jacksonville. I'm going Jacksonville.
Come on, G. I got you.
I'm going Falcons.
57.
Jaguars.
007.
Jaguars.
I am going Jags. I'm going Jags.
My Betty. Nah.
My Betty said Falcons.
Yeah.
Me, Ma said Jags. All right, you guys. Rams versus the Colts. Rams versus the Colts, you guys. This game is in Indianapolis. Indianapolis. Come on, Marcus.
Rams.
Come on, Ted.
Rams.
My Betty says Colts. Come on, Tang.
Colts.
Reese.
What game is this?
Rams and
Colts.
Colts.
Come on, Kim.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you. I'm gonna go Rams.
I'm going Colts. Meemaw says Colts. Come on, Gene.
I'll go with the Colts.
007.
Take experience, Rams.
57.
Ram.
All right. Did I get everybody? That will be a yes. All right. This is a division game, guys. Just keep in mind, this is a division game. And this game is in Cleveland. Ravens versus the Browns. Ravens versus the Browns. Come on, Tang.
You will come to me first.
Kale, he don't know what to say right there.
I'll come back to you.
Okay. Now I'm going with
the
Baltimore. I'm going to have to come back. I'm going with Baltimore.
He knew he had to do that anyway, so no, he hesitated.
Come on.
Meemaw is Ravens. Come on, y'all, Ravens.
Welcome to my world, Tang. That's what she do to me, bro.
Meemaw says Ravens. My Betty says Ravens. Come on, Gene.
Ravens.
Come on, 007.
I'm going to give me a massage. Going with the Browns.
Not a massage.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Come on, Ted.
I'm going to reluctantly go with the Browns. I'm going to go with the Browns in this one.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Ravens.
I'm going Ravens as well. Come on, Reese.
Ravens.
All right, you guys. Make sure I got everybody. Yes. All right. The next game we have Vikings-Panthers. Vikings-Panthers. This game is in North Carolina. North Carolina. Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Come on, Reese.
Vikings.
Mom Betty says Vikings. Come on, Ted.
Y'all like that, huh? No, I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Mima says Vikings. Marcus.
Yeah, I'll mess with the Vikings this week.
Come on, G.
I don't like Curdy Birdie.
I will go with the Vikings.
57.
Vikings.
I'm taking the Vikings. Come on, Tang.
Vikings.
Reese.
She said Vikings.
I'm sorry. Not Reese. Not Vikings. 007. I'm sorry. 007.
Panthers.
All right, you guys. Let's keep it right on moving along. Bengals, Titans. Bengals versus the Titans, you guys. Come on, 007.
Titans.
Come on, G.
I think I'm going to go Titans on this one.
57.
Eagles.
You said Bengals?
Eagles.
Eagles not playing the Titans. The Bengals.
Bengals and Titans.
Oh, I thought you said the Titans. Oh.
Dang, put it down.
I know. Titans.
Titans, okay.
I did just that too, Tang.
Mom, Betty? Sorry. Mima says Bengals. Ted, what say you?
I'm going to go with Bengals.
Marcus.
I Eagles too.
Yeah, I gotta go with the Titans.
Fang.
Bengals.
Titans.
Kale.
Bengals.
I'm going Titans. Mom Betty ain't put, oh, she said Bengals. I think I'm going to put up, I might change mine, but I'll let y'all know before we get off the show.
I want to change mine.
You want to change
yours? I want to go to the Bengals. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, put mine Bengals.
I got you. Okay. Anybody else? Going once, going twice, moving right along to the next division game. Buccaneers versus the Saints. Buccaneers versus the Saints. You guys, Buccaneers versus the Saints. Come on, Marcus.
Saints.
Come on, Ted.
Buccaneers.
Mima says Bucks. Reese, what say you?
Saints.
Tank, what
right.
say you?
I'm going with the Saints.
I'm going Saints. Kale?
Saints.
G.
Go with the Bucks.
007.
Saints. That kick a butt, make it through this time.
Mom Betty says Buck. 57, what say you?
Buck and ear.
I know that's right. All right, guys. That's it for that division game. The next division game we have is the Dolphins versus the Bills. Dolphins, Bills, you guys. This game is in at the Bills at home. They will be hosting, okay? Mm. Dolphins, Bills. Let's get it started, G.
Man, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Whoa. Come on, 007.
What's the matchup?
Dolphins, Bills.
Oh, Bills.
Donate.
My Betty says Dolphins. Mima says Bills. Marcus says
Dolphins.
Ted, what say you?
Dolphins.
Jack Tang, what say you?
Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins. Kale, what say you?
Dolphins.
Reese, what say you?
Dolphins.
Hashtag 70 points, son.
All right, let me make sure everybody has spoke up. Yes, they have. All right, we got these Broncos and the Bears.
Sis, you didn't get mine.
I'm sorry. What say you? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Dolphins.
Dolphins, Bills. You said Dolphins.
Dolphins. Yeah. No problem, sis.
Okay. I got you. And I got everybody now. Okay. The next game is not a division game, so we have Broncos versus the Bears. Broncos versus the Bears. Two struggling teams. Somebody got to win. Somebody has got to win. I'm going to Ted. Ted, what say you?
Bears.
I know that's right. Stick with them.
Got to. 10 toes down.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. My Betty says Bears.
Thank you, my Betty.
Guess who?
I know that's right. Come on, Tang.
I guess I'm going with the Bears.
Meemaw says Broncos. Broncos. Come on, Marcus. Broncos, Bears.
Neither.
You got to pick one, bro.
Broncos.
All right.
I'll be the lone wolf.
Come on, Reese.
Bears.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
I'm going Broncos. Come on, G.
Broncos going to light them up.
Oh, you trying to join me.
Come on, 57.
Two peas in a bucket. Broncos.
Come on, 007.
Bears.
All right, you guys. All right. We have another division game. This is a division game rivalry. Commanders versus the Eagles. I'm going to go ahead and take it upon myself and write Commanders for Kale. Commanders
yep.
for Reed. 007, you want me to write Commanders?
Do it for me. I might as well. All right. I don't want nobody mad at me. All right. Please protect the Commanders.
Pick
you
with your heart, bro.
My heart says the Eagles.
So you want the Eagles?
I got $5 on this thing.
Wait a minute, y'all. Let me get what he wants. What do you want?
I'm going to roll the dice with the Eagles until they prove me wrong.
All right,
they hurt
Eagles.
Me someday.
Okay. All right,
I know that's right, 007.
Mima says Commanders.
Man, don't encourage him, man. Don't encourage him, man.
My Betty says Eagles. We got to get ready, y'all. We got running out of time. Come on, G.
I'm going to go with Philly.
Bama.
Come on, 57. Come on, y'all.
Eagles.
Come on, Tang.
Philadelphia.
Why he
on
Bama?
Come on, Ted.
Fly like an eagle.
Come on, Marcus. Commanders, right?
Yeah, you already put me down, didn't you?
Right. I was just making sure because everybody was switching
all,
up. I just want to make sure.
All season. You ain't even got to check in.
I got you.
All season.
I ain't got to check in. I got you. Okay. I won't make that mistake. No more, Marcus. I got you.
Yeah, he ain't 007.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
y'all really rubbing it in with 007. That's messed up.
Exactly. Steelers.
Hey, G.
Next game. Steelers versus the Texans. Hey.
So you watch this, Marcus.
Steelers versus the Texans. I'm going right to 57 and right Steelers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I got that. So let's everybody else. Come on, Reese.
Steelers.
My Betty says Steelers. Reese says Steelers. Come on, Tang.
Steelers.
Mima says Steelers.
Skip me for a second, please. I got to
okay,
pull.
Come on, Teddy.
Steelers.
Come on, 007.
Texans.
Oh.
Yeah.
G.
I'm going Steelers.
About time.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Hey, who asked me, man?
I'm a roll with 007.
Okay.
Won't be texting
all
you
right,
no
come
more.
On, come on,
Dope.
Steelers, man. I'm going with the Steelers.
All right, guys. All right, we got two Texans and a rest Steelers. Okay, got you. This next game is a division game, you guys. We don't have no sweeps yet, so all of the games count. All of the games count. Raiders versus the Chargers, you guys. Raiders versus the Chargers. This is a division game. I am taking the Chargers. Come on, Tang.
Chargers.
Man, Raiders got one.
Come on, Avery.
Chargers.
It ain't gonna be this one.
Come on, G.
I'm going Chargers.
007. Come on, Mima. Mima says Chargers. My Betty says Chargers. 57.
Chargers.
Come on, 57.
Might got our first sweep. Come on,
007. Oh, I'm with the Raiders.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
It's all good. Come on, Marcus.
Chargers.
Ted.
He's a lone wolf.
I'm going to go with the Raiders, man. No, I'm going to go with the Raiders, man. They got to win something.
It ain't going to be today. Come on, Kim.
I'm trying to tell you, it ain't going to be this weekend.
I'm going to the Chargers. I'm going with the Chargers.
They
going
to get spiked.
Yeah, because I think Garoppolo in protocol. He in concussion protocol.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Next game.
He in retarded. Can I take my pick? Retarded protocol.
Can I take two picks? Me?
Which one you gonna change?
I'm gonna go with the Chargers, and I'm gonna go with my Betty. Since she give me some love, I'm gonna go with the Ravens against the Browns.
Okay.
Ravens need to win one too.
I got you. All right. This is the next division game. You're welcome. The next division game is the Cardinals and my 49ers. The Cardinals and the 49ers. And we are at home. We are at home, you guys. We are playing in Santa Clara. Santa Clara. So I'm going to go ahead and put my 49ers down. Y'all already know it. Y'all know what time it is. I don't change. Okay?
Remember, we got to hurry up.
Me, my best is 49ers. All right, come on, G. I ain't messing with him.
Oh, I'm going Cardinals.
You going Cardinals? Okay.
You heard what I said.
Donate. He's mad because we beat him, y'all.
Donate.
He's still mad.
Donate.
Come on, 007.
Okay, I'm going
with the 49ers. I ain't that crazy.
Yeah, messed it cool up, didn't it?
Yep. Come on, 57.
49ers.
I got you. Come on, Ted.
49ers. Got to go with them.
Come on, Marcus.
Cardinals.
Domination.
The Dukes know something.
Yes,
sir.
Panty liners.
Yeah. All right, you guys. All right. I do wear panty liners, so he's okay.
Oh, they don't wear them. I wear them for them. We're going to keep on moving. Patriots versus the Cowboys, you guys. Hey, I got you. You already know. Come on, Miss Reed, what say you?
Cowboys.
Oh, she didn't even want to say that.
You don't have to say it like that, sir.
Come on,
no, not really.
I got them cow bombs, yeah.
Okay.
Against who?
New England.
Patriots. Come on, G.
Well, I'm going to have Stephen A. Smith go to the Patriots.
All the
Giants fans stick.
Cowboys. Meemaw says Cowboys. Ted, what say you?
Sorry about that, Tang. I think Zeke gonna have a revenge game, man. So I'm gonna go with Belichick and Belichick and him, and he gonna outcoach what's the name. So I'm gonna go
with Patriots.
I'm sorry,
Patriots. I'm going Patriots.
All right.
Damn. Hey, Ted, you just put
something
on my mind.
He's about to give you a speech.
He just put something on my mind, though.
Well, switch up. Hurry up and switch up.
Come on, that little seven.
You know
they ain't going for none. I'm going for Cowboys.
That's been exposed.
Patriots.
Yeah.
All right, bruh.
All right. I'm going Cowboys.
You all good?
It's starting to get cold.
That's just an L on you. It's just an L for you. That's all.
All right, you guys. Bro. Let's keep it moving so we can talk about some of these games. We only got two more left, y'all. Then we can talk all we want. Chiefs versus the Jets. This is the Sunday night game. Only game on TV. Sunday night.
They're getting them.
Chiefs, Jets. All right?
Just put Chiefs all the way around the board except for Reese.
For real.
Let's go, Marcus. Let's go, Marcus. This is going to be fast.
Now, skip me.
You said skip you? My Betty says Chiefs. Come on, 57.
Chiefs.
Mima says Chiefs. Come on, 007.
Chiefs.
G.
You're going to Chiefs, too.
Reese, you going with the Jets?
No, I'm not. I'm going with the Chiefs.
I know that's right.
What?
My girl.
Okay. Reese said she's trying to win. I'm going with the
she's
Chiefs.
Trying to win.
That's right.
I'm going Chiefs. Kale, what say you?
Chiefs.
Marcus.
Yeah, I come back to the Chiefs. I go.
Ted,
yeah,
say
we
you?
Got another hour. Chiefs.
That is our first sweep, you guys. First sweep of the this week. First sweep. All right. That was our Sunday night game. Our Monday night game, y'all know we need a score. We need a score. Mom Betty threw hers in there first. So let's go with Mom Betty. She's picking the Seahawks. And she is picking 28-21. Okay? 28-21 is her pick. I'm
who's
seeing
playing?
She's picked Seahawks. Let me see.
Who's playing?
Seahawks and the Giants. Seahawks and the Giants are playing Monday night football. Seahawks and the Giants. Okay? Come on, G, with the Giants. I know you're picking the Giants.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go 21-7.
Ooh.
Damn.
Watch out. Watch out.
Donation.
Come on,
007.
007.
I'm going with the Giants, 30-12.
Okay. Come on, 57.
23-17, Seahawks.
23? Lord.
23-17.
I said 23.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Reese. I got
he
you.
He said.
Come on, Reese. This is the last game that we can talk. We got 15 minutes to talk. Come on, Reese.
Come on, Reese.
Come on, Marcus. Come on, Marcus. I'll come back to her.
24-10.
You say what?
God damn it.
Seahawks.
I said Seahawks 24-10.
All right.
Dog of me.
All right. Come on, Ted.
You won't think of that.
Reese took my
you
score.
Said Marcus.
I'm gonna go with Seahawks. Since she took my score, I'm gonna go with the reverse 21-7 Seahawks. Of what's the name?
You can't pick the same score 21-7. Somebody already picked 21-7.
But we got the different teams though, right?
But y'all can have the same amount of picks.
Yeah.
But. Well, okay.
But if it's
a
different team, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
I just need
yeah,
to change your score. Just change your score.
I don't understand why I can't pick my score with what I'm saying when I got the people
because
winning.
Because y'all had the same amount of picks. If y'all had the same amount of picks, then it behooves us for the score.
But one of them has to
win. I got
win.
A different
just,
team.
Hold on.
Oh, my
one
God.
Of them has, one of them has to win. One of them has to win this Monday night game. So one of these 21-7s going to be null and void. If the Seahawks
exactly.
win, if
no,
the Seahawks
no,
win.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
listen.
No,
if listen, if the person who picked 20, if G picked 21-7 and he has the same amount of number picks as the other person who picked 21-7, who wins?
The person,
the team, you go by the who picked the team,
that won.
By who picked
yeah.
the right team. That's
what
right.
If,
you
what
go by who picked the right team.
No,
what if y'all ain't thinking?
No, it doesn't.
What if both of them got 13-13 and got the same score? That's what
well,
y'all got to think of. That's what you're saying.
I understand that. But that would only cancel.
I'm going to leave it like that.
That would only hurt if they both pick the Seahawks to win. One pick
no,
the
it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
No.
I'll
listen.
No.
Oh, my God.
We've been through this last year. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. We went through this last year. That's why we had two people, one
to say. And we all just gave it up. But if they pick different teams and they finish with the same score, it's whoever picked the winning team.
No,
don't go like that. I'm trying to tell y'all.
All right.
He's already changed.
I did pools a zillion times before. Okay.
He done changed it to 21. He's changed it 21 to 6. Let's move on.
Thank you.
It has been changed.
All right. Come on, Tang.
Hey, well, real quick. I'm sorry. Can I go to 21 to 9?
Okay.
21-9.
Go ahead. Switch that, ladies. 21-9. And I'm going with the Giants. I'm going with the Giants. 23 to 19.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, you'll pick the Giants, but you won't pick Washington. Boy.
I need to get rid of you, John.
I'm going Seahawks 21-10.
Mima says Seahawks 21-17. I already got Mom Daddy. Come on, Marcus.
Yeah. Come on, Marcus.
Come on, Marcus.
Seahawks 18-15.
Okay. Come on, Reed. I guess I'm the last one. I'm the last of the Mohicans, and I am taking the Giants. And I am going 17-10. I'm going 17-10. And you guys, if you guys are – anybody wants to change now or forever hold your peace. Change now or forever hold your peace with any of the picks that you pick, any of your scores that you put out. If you are playing for the money, it is $MAMABOSS, the number 5, you guys, $5 donation, okay? All right.
Yep.
Kale, you have the floor.
All right. Which game is it? Oh, Falcons and Jaguars. That game is coming on 9:30 Sunday morning. It's the first overseas game this season. So you guys remember that. Falcons and Jags, 9:30 Sunday morning. And I can't wait. Now.
Like Christmas.
I'm cool with all my picks, but the only one that gives me a little bit of pause or reservation is the Bucks and the Saints. The Bucks and the Saints. Now, I went with the Saints because they're at home. But I really think the Bucks are going to bring something down there to New Orleans that New Orleans really may not be ready for. Seriously. Because this Saints team has Jai-like played shaky to start this season. So that one gives me a little bit of pause or reservation. Every other game, why did so many of y'all go with the Colts over the Rams? I'm not understanding.
Look good.
Say
I
what?
I don't like him. I don't like
Anthony
the Rams.
Anthony Richardson looked good, and I like the way, although he's probably also another star quarterback, but I think it's a change within the Colts organization. They playing good.
I try not to pick nobody in my division. I want them all to win lose.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm the same way, but I don't think. And I get what you're saying, Ted, as far as Belichick versus McCarthy, but it's New England watching New England this year. It's like something is missing. No, shut up, girl. It's like something is missing. I can't put my finger on what it is, and that whole Gil Elliott having a come out party out of what? Ezekiel Elliott has really lost his I don't want to say his desire, but I think we'll never see the Pro Bowler that he once was. I don't think we'll ever see that again. So I'm not worried about him getting out. And the Cowboys entering this game salty, man. They salty. They know they weren't supposed to lose to the Cardinals last week. Go ahead. Come on, 57. Come on, 57.
What I wanted to say about this game coming up with the Cowboys is that New England going to expose them this weekend. And that's why I picked them. I really don't think – I think even though they got on paper, the Cowboys look like they might be a really, really good team, but they got a lot of weaknesses, and it's starting with Dak and the coach communicating with one another. I don't think they got a good defense, but I think they're going to take CeeDee Lamb out, and I think Zeke going to have a pretty good game, and I think the Cowboys going to get exposed for what they really are this weekend, and that's their fraud. They're not as good as you think, and they're not going to be there to finish. They're not going to make the playoffs this year.
Just remember, our three offensive linemen will be there this week. They was all gone last week. All three starters was gone. So I feel you, but you know, we're gonna see who's gonna be eating that crow by the end of the year.
I got.
I think they got exposed last week though, 57. I think they got exposed, and I think Belichick is gonna really capitalize on that. On that, because like you say, you know he's a mastermind on that, to see your weaknesses and stuff and really coach that up all this week. And with Zeke, they playing in the dome. It's going to be nice weather. And he knows their schemes and their defense. So I think Belichick really going to feed him that ball, and they're going to clear that way for him. So we'll see.
I think that can't handle controversy. I think he can't handle the pressure.
He's a mistake waiting to happen.
Yeah, he's not a – he's – whenever the pressure starts cooking, when people start talking about him, when he got to live up to the hype, he can't handle it. When he got clear skies, he can deal. But when it's cold, you know, when he feel a little fire up in his butt, he can't handle it, man.
You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I can't wait till Sunday and Tuesday.
I hear you, Chad.
He can't wait. Can't wait, bro.
Can't wait till Sunday and Tuesday. No, sir. Can't wait till Sunday and Tuesday.
Y'all
going to
be playing that other quarterback mid-season. Y'all going to be playing that other quarterback, man.
Right.
And guess what? And we still going to win because he came in last year and won 5 games, so it don't make a difference.
See, well, bro, I'm going to be honest with you.
Kale went for y'all. Kale went for y'all, Tang, so that's going to jinx y'all, man. I'm telling you, y'all going to lose, man.
I hope I'm wrong. Kale went for us in the second game we won.
Because y'all ain't won nothing since.
Who was y'all playing?
Hey, big girl, I ain't putting that jinx on. The Giants that everybody said was going to be the second in the beginning of the season. All the commentators said it was going to be the Eagles, Giants, then the Cowboys. Now I believe it's going to be between the Eagles and the Cowboys and then the Redskins, because I don't think the Giants are going to be in the playoffs this year.
That's what they said last year.
You're right, but your boy.
I think the division going to finish the same. Eagles, Dallas, Giants, Commandos. I ain't going to change on that right there.
Commandos.
Hey, listen, hold on. They done changed their name 3 times in the last year and a half. I can't remember.
You know.
It ain't never been a Commandos.
And we've always been the Washington football team. Put some respect.
Well,
on
you know,
name.
I didn't know that's not their yeah. name though. Just you know, okay. Anyway, we ain't gotta have a few more minutes. Talk about
they call them the W.
I don't care what you call us. Hey, 57. Hey, 57. I don't care. I don't care what you call us. All you gotta do is respect our name because of what we did to y'all. That's it.
Well, ain't that tough? All I know is that y'all did that a long time ago. Y'all didn't do it last week.
But that sting, you can still feel it like it was yesterday. Tell the truth.
Twelve victories, bro. I won the pool last week. I don't feel nothing.
Whatever, bro.
I don't feel nothing.
That's only because of the Marlboros involved with the money.
Hey, Big Bro, earlier you asked me why did I choose the Commanders, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all. If you was home, if y'all Commanders had played at home this week, I would have went with y'all for the upset. And since Seattle playing Giants at their home, I'm going with the Giants for the upset this week. With the because the Giants have to win this game, man. This a do or die for them, man. Already in the fourth game,
well,
this a do or die. They can't lose another game
right,
in a row.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is the same. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Now get it out, Kale, because y'all know what it is. Y'all know what I'm about to say, so go ahead, get it out, Kale.
I'm looking at that Broncos game the same way as Tank just said.
I feel you.
The Broncos have to win. They have to win.
Yeah.
We know Sean Payton ain't going nowhere.
Somebody else might be.
Yeah, but they need it more than y'all. They need it more than y'all, Ted.
Yeah, they do. I love y'all. This was some great and amazing conversation. Tank, you ain't gave us the last word in a minute. Come on with the last word.
Oh, man. Kale's Corner family, much love and respect to everybody. I pray that you all be safe. NBA, the college. Enjoy all the WNBA. Enjoy all the college games. And enjoy all the NFL football games. You all be safe and pay attention out there. I love y'all. Online crew, you know I love y'all too. Mama, Dad. And I see y'all on Tuesday, man. Let's go Cowboys.
Oh my goodness. Never again.
You just got banned. But okay, we'll take it. Let's go, them people. All right. My Betty says peace, love, and soul, you guys.
Soul.
Peace, love, and soul. And I am telling you guys that DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Enjoy yourself this weekend. Be safe this weekend. My husband always say, be safe and pay attention out there. And I am telling you to do this. Love on your family and pray for your family. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, let's remember to add those NFL players to our prayer list, them guys that was injured, and pray that we don't have too many injuries this week. All right, y'all, enjoy your Friday. Like Tree said, love on your family, your friends, even your close associates. I'm trying to tell y'all there's power in a smile. There's more power in a hug. And there is tremendous, tremendous power in just three words. I love you. All right. With that being said, have a safe weekend. Remember, hang them phones up while we are driving. Do not be on the phone while you're driving. There's no conversation or text message more important than your life. All right, guys. Hope everyone have a great weekend. Enjoying the fight this weekend. Enjoying the Colorado game, the WNBA. We just got a lot of sports. And we didn't even talk baseball, y'all, but I did that on purpose so that we can come back Tuesday with a great full baseball conversation. Yeah. All right, y'all. Love you guys so much. Therese, thank you, sis, for your 2 hours voluntarily. Yeah, time out.
Love
thank
you,
for Lady T's pick. Love you, too. Hey, everybody, for real, y'all, be safe and have a great, great weekend. And we're going to let Mike take us out today, man.
Come on, Mike.
You know, I was...
Yeah.
I was wondering...
Come on, Mike.
If you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like...
We don't own the rights to the music, like, but the boogie all out.